adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Can you get this over to the...
All right, that's the beginning of the podcast.
Can you bring that over there or not? If you can't, then I'll need to figure out.
Okay, we're back to Reign of Winter after... and a Mountain Dew. After 13 weeks
Mountain Dew's DMing.
Of Dark Nights.
Okay. You gotta do the do, guys.
This will come out in September.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's how long it's gonna be.
I would hope
so basically it's winter again.
Yeah.
When this I hope
you're enjoying the fall, everyone.
First day of fall, everybody.
That's right. Winter is coming.
Technically,
oh, that reminds me. We got a new award to give.
What's the award going to be for?
I don't know.
If you roll a two.
Oh, you got it out already?
Yeah.
It's not just peace sign or I give up.
Well, I said to Eric it should be called
or V for victory.
Peace, no more puns. And if you have like terrible puns, you get it, and then you're not allowed to say a pun for a while. Yeah, that was crazy.
I'll take that award right now if that's okay.
I'll allow this.
Yeah. Man,
there's
so, yeah.
only going to be more puns.
Do we have any left, lands in character?
What?
Did you find it or did you just?
I did.
Nice.
Nice.
I didn't print it out.
Everybody's okay. Here this time.
So,
but Allison wouldn't join us. Just disappointing.
I did offer.
Yeah.
I did offer. So everyone is level 2.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should have 2 points to add to an ability score of their choosing.
Yeah, I already put mine in. Mm-hmm.
You're sure? I just want to double check everyone gave that to themselves.
Yeah,
I didn't.
I put mine in.
And,
you said you were putting yours in
I'll put it in strength then, I guess.
I thought you did.
Well, yeah, because you were going to go fighter?
Yeah, well...
Or you did go fighter or something?
Yeah,
I'll fix it.
I remember you're having a dilemma, either putting it in intelligence or strength.
I don't know, the wrestling didn't go so hot.
it was quite entertaining listening again and listening to Willem now just declare himself a fighter and then give up using any weapon of any sort to punch things.
That's right. Fuck yeah, I'm gonna do that.
I'm gonna punch!
You punch
monk.
Things.
So next level's gonna be monk then?
So what happened? I mean, it's been, the listeners, so we probably should do a full recap of...
Yeah, I need a recap, just for me.
So...
I have motes too, I have all the notes.
We started in that town. There was snow.
You know, that's a good question, what was this?
And I wrote stuff down.
I did too.
Well, I might have.
I have a whole book that someone else wrote down for me.
My guy is a barbarian, so his stuff is Live Tell, then Go Smash.
It was Heldrin.
Go Smash. Creepy Man Die. Here comes the cat.
Yeah.
Malachite.
That's a jewel. A gem.
Was that this game? No,
Heldrin.
That's just
Heldrin.
Yeah.
That sounds like
Keeper Mir.
We went
no.
to go save Iona.
Iona's the mayor.
Iona, that's
was the
name.
Yep.
Lady Argentia.
Argentia, yep.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Don't cry
and
for
me, Argentia.
And what
character...
Argentia.
What characters were we all playing?
Ryan is playing Jiro.
Yep.
That's right, Jiro.
Oh,
David started out playing Heimlich.
Mm-hmm.
Heimlich blew up. He is
got
now
blown up.
He is playing
yeah,
Snarfbart.
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 Yeah, I had a
very specific
misspelling.
Oh!
I realized that my name is different.
What did your name really translate into?
Whiskers. Oh, my real name, Snarfbart, kind of pistola, means whiskers, no guns.
But what did your misspelling go into?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it's a word.
Lance is playing Willem. No changing.
Sure,
that's me. I'm a barbarian. Mm-hmm. I like to fight good things. And Zell was played by Philip. He got mad and left.
Yeah, he went off with Tenpenny.
And what was his name? Was Ross?
Oh, the...
The bandit that decided...
Yeah.
Oh, I wrote that.
He got scared into... He got water jumped in his head, and then he got scared into behaving.
Rock? No.
And then you guys threw,
Ron?
Ron. Yeah, Ron sounds good.
I think it was Ron. Ross, put Ron on the screen his name.
Yeah.
Call him Ron's. Then you guys went south to the incident, the site of the massacre.
We killed a weasel.
You killed a weasel that you tracked for a little while.
I have a skin.
One of you peed your pants to the doll.
Sure did.
Yeah, that was creepy.
The doll thing. And then, you guys got to the encampment.
And then I killed it in one hit.
You got to the encampment, and then I remember the troll fight was pretty close. That one guy was invisible. The troll fight, because I think Eric kept getting stabbed over and over again, and Jiro was able to keep him up, but
there was
always pretty close.
And there's a baby thing? Like a fae?
Yeah,
I remember
tackle the baby.
Yeah.
Because then he had that spear that would paralyze you.
Yeah,
that was the troll guy.
Yeah,
the troll.
That was a close fight.
And then just as you beat him, the Black Rider came through.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially told you guys that Baba Yaga hasn't come back yet for one centennial. I was like, that's a beer. Wait, that's not right. That's how my mind works now. Centennial's a beer. That's not how it works. And then, he gave you guys a boon.
Mm-hmm.
Plus two to your score. He gave you the two keys needed to unlock the hut, which was, I was actually going to ask who took those.
I didn't write them down.
I didn't write keys down at all.
They're not literal keys. It's a plague mask.
Oh, I have those.
Okay, and then it was the
plague mask and a lock of hair.
Yep. The weird, creepy lock of hair.
I don't remember that at all.
I
wrote it down.
Well, it was probably in between him telling David's character to shut up and then also dying.
Oh,
my old man accent isn't the best.
I have a weird hat. I forgot about that.
You have a weird hat.
How can you forget
that I'm wearing?
Okay, who'd you take? Oh, you took it from the demon thing that was sitting up in the tree.
I have a spear manhunting as well.
Yeah, that's the spear that the troll is using. And then I can't remember if you guys actually stepped through the portal. Right before.
I think me and Eric did.
Yeah, we jumped through. And
but those
Willem
two
and
were,
Jiro
about
were
to.
Looking at the old man's robes after he disappeared.
Yeah.
Okay.
So me and Eric are through.
That's where we left off.
All right.
Oh my god! We should have had sliders today then.
Yeah, we slid.
Play the sliders thing.
Sliders. I don't have it on my phone anymore.
Get on your phone.
What if I told you there are worlds? It's something like that.
Yeah.
The intro had like a bunch of Earths just in a row.
Yeah.
The only song going through my head is the Doctor Who theme song.
Well, now I have Quantum Leap theme song stuck in my head.
You should be happy that Phil on his phone has like the Dark Knight's theme on shuffle occasionally because we were listening to like his phone on just shuffle the other
and just
day.
Came
like,
on
Dark Knight's like, I got this on shuffle.
That's awesome.
I got that on my shuffle.
That's on my phone. But I only have two songs on my phone.
I got a lot of David songs.
I'm pretty popular.
Oh, you got other songs?
Yeah, I used to record a bunch of stuff. Anyway, everybody go check that out. I don't know where you can find it. Oh, I have a Facebook page, I think. Yeah.
Apple Feet.
Yeah. Go check that out on Facebook. Like all the songs.
The only reason David's playing is because I stalk him.
Yeah, actually, I'm a captive.
He's trapped here. He's trapped here. We break him out. We break him out for the...
He's also a really good actor.
Yeah. Please come help. They're breaking my legs right now.
David, quiet. There are no fish heads for you tonight.
Where's your map?
Don't need one, yeah.
Okay, so...
You guys are technically in between worlds.
Well, me and Eric are...
the portal between worlds for us.
They haven't never gone through yet.
Well, for those who play Chrono Trigger, just imagine the blue stuff.
I'm imagining portal. We went through a blue one, and now we're coming.
Well, that would be instant, and you could just look through it and see those guys in the other end. Yeah.
If you shoot at the moon, though, you'll... spoilers, if you haven't beat Portal 2, and if you haven't beat Portal 2, what the fuck have you been? Come on.
Yeah, what? I was kind of confused about what happened, actually, at the end. Like, were you in space? Because there's a part where you, like, break out and...
No, you shut the portal at the moon because the moon was, like, a conductor for the portal stuff.
That's what the walls are made of.
Yeah.
Like, they're rock, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I did not get that. I just beat it the other day. I'm behind the times.
I'm playing
it
again.
It's fun. Well,
let's hope
it was a lot of fun.
Portal to a parallel universe. What if you could slide into 1,000 different worlds? Where it's the same year.
I think it's Quinn.
And you're the same person.
Not Quinn.
But everything else
is different. Quinn or is that the girl?
And what if you can't find your way home?
That's Jerry Connell.
He's
That is Jerry Conway?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He's the one that invented the machine.
Anyway, that's it for Sliders
Yeah, on this episode. Yeah, listen to us. We're awesome.
All right, see you guys next week.
Did you guys all miss that?
I tried to watch all the episodes on Netflix, but by season 3, that show gets horrible.
I find what our show.
Oh, our show?
Yeah, by season 3.
The one we're supposed to be doing right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've talked about Sliders a lot on this show.
We talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We're the only ones that go to the convention.
Someday we'll talk
about there is a convention.
About what?
Pathfinder.
Yeah, maybe.
What is that?
What's that?
Well,
the movie?
We can just start it now. It's fine.
Or the car?
Okay, yeah, you guys, Zarash and... Oh, I wanted to say Heimlich. Snurf. Whatever.
Just call him the guy from Thundercastle.
That's what I keep thinking, yeah.
Snurf.
I didn't even think about that when I needed it.
Well, they stole it from German, too. So.
Oh, they might have.
Yeah. I've already stepped through. You guys were taking off the robes. You determined that they were just robes. You can take them if you want.
All right, let's... We're going to do this.
Your weird hoarding mentality. You can take them if you want.
If you want to take it out.
You want to take some geriatrics robes? That's totally fine.
No, I don't need these robes.
I'm sure there's some negatives along with it, but we'll find out.
I don't want these robes. Let's go. Let's go through. Jump through this portal.
No, I was going to call you Paul Robeson if you... but,
never mind. Save that thumb over there.
That one.
Oh, you guys want the two fingers.
You
oh,
get the...
I'm banned from puns for a little
bit. You got the peas, no more puns.
All I can think of is the British slang for fuck you, cunt.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. But
or the...
Who is this? I don't know. Let's answer and find out.
No.
You're on a podcast.
But, all right, Jiro and Wilhelm, you guys step closer to the swirling blue cylinder that ahead of you, and you kind of walk into it. And it's incredibly cold, but you don't take any hurt or anything. And then almost in an instant, you are sitting in what looks like to be a cave, the cylinder just directly behind you. And Zarash and Snarf are just in the same little area. You can see ahead of you, there's just like a cave entrance, and there's light, like natural light.
I want to be hiding so I can surprise them when they come through.
They're already through.
No, but we were there for a little bit.
You gotta tell them, okay, sure.
It seems like we were there for like 3
minutes. You guys
gotta
just retcon the last 2 minutes. You guys come through, give me a stealth check.
How's it going?
You guys give me a perception
check.
That's
gonna be a good one. That's
give me a perception check.
29.
You gotta be 29 or you gotta act scared. Sorry, those are the rules.
I'm not hiding, I'm just...
You can put your Getty cloak on and help him out.
Or yeah, my lady.
Wait, I gotta get all these dice out. I've got my...
Oh, that's way over 29.
Right.
Six.
I've got my abomination dice with me as well.
Yeah. Your dice are nuts.
So you're probably just prepared for what may have happened.
Literally, Lance is using nuts for dice right now.
22, not so I'm not gonna see him.
I pop out and go, surprise!
And I punch him in the face. That was what I was hoping for. 16.
Plus?
Strength.
Plus, it's going to be plus 4. So
shit.
20.
Yeah, that hits.
22 plus... Yeah. Motherfucker!
You get him in the right side real good. Actually, you take a whisker or two off of his face.
What the fuck, man?
Now your balance is all wrong.
Don't jump out at me.
I'm a cat.
Sorry, man.
Guys.
Do I need to roll damage on that?
I guess you do.
Okay,
do you want to do that? That's a 1d4.
Guys.
1d4, yeah.
It'll be, I don't know, it'll be...
Guys, I sent something weird here.
Yeah.
What's up?
So 7 points of non-lethal damage.
Non-lethal.
Okay. Perception check. It's gonna... See if, this feels like home in any certain way type thing.
And I need healing, I say.
sure.
It's a good thing that fur covers your shiner.
Yeah.
Don't jump out.
I'm rubbing my jaw.
Do you remember how old you were? Your backstory? Because I know your sister...
27.
I'm 27 too.
Okay.
I'm 6'8", so I tower over the rest of the party.
I'm 6 foot. Well, yeah, 6'8", Jesus. What are you? Are you human?
Human. Norse people are big. Because we fight fucking dragons.
You're a Nord?
No. I am a human.
Just
a skull, or whatever the fuck they're called. I don't remember. It's been such
what
a long
did you,
time.
What did you roll?
With perception, I rolled a 17.
Okay. There's a familiar scent in the air. It's certainly colder than it was where you were previously at.
I probably wouldn't notice that.
Right.
But still, I'll do like a little... We're back home.
It's
guys.
Cold up here.
We're
like we feel cold.
We're in the Northlands.
Yeah. Aside from Zurash, as soon as you guys step in the portal, you noticeably it's much colder here. And you're gonna have to make survival checks a lot more often.
But my weird hat makes me immune to cold, right?
I'm
pretty sure. I listened to an old episode.
Yeah,
you said that.
Definitely not true.
I guess if David would cut in his voice.
Come back.
If I was going to
do a Dustin
impression,
I piece back Dustin's voice, so it sounds like, you are immune to cold with your hat.
You're cool.
Like, David wins Pathfinder! Again.
Well, as I'm rubbing my jaw, I'm going to do a perception check around and see if I see anything. I think my perception is kind of high. Let me see. 19. It's not as high as
You don't notice anything out of the ordinary. I mean, it's a, it's a cave. Aside from a portal, aside from a swirling blue portal behind you, it's the only other light in the portal within the cave, except for ahead. 30, 35 feet.
The portal's still there. It's not, like, going
away.
Yeah,
no, it's behind you guys still.
I step through and
step back.
All right, dude.
With my perception check.
I step back and then...
With my perception check, what else do I notice in
here,
if anything?
That's it.
He's stepping
in. Notice the light coming out the portal illuminating the walls. And,
I was going to try to stop.
That's it.
I will...
You can.
I'm already going to assume that I have that cold iron longsword out, wielding two-handed.
Okay.
As I step out and step back in, Willem's going to try to scare me as I come back in.
It's not going
to
work.
I'm going to go up to the...
I do a horrible job.
And look outside into it.
I got a 12.
Okay.
I got an 8.
No, so I just see
you.
You
say, what is Jero, was there anything you wanted to do?
That would be funny.
Like
and then
it.
I punch you.
I'm going doing stuff. Come on.
Before I follow him, I'll cast some Jero elements on myself.
Oh my god, he's so smart.
I'll ask everybody if they'll,
alright,
if anybody can heal me.
You feel noticeably warmer.
Anybody? Anybody help me out?
Just in the crotch region.
Please? I'm low.
Fine. Shut up.
So, what happened? Willem, you tried to scare him as he came back?
Yeah, I tried to stealth. I failed.
Okay.
Sweet.
He just, like, knew you were there. He just
went
over.
You can try to punch him if you...
Okay. Zurash was walking to the entrance of the little cave you're in.
I'll follow
with my bow out. I'm a two-handed fighter in this one.
My
star knife.
Yeah, that's fine. You can use it whatever you want.
Yeah, I got my quarter. My spear? I guess I got my spear of manhunting.
Yeah.
Oh, and I've got
to
find me some man.
My new feet lets me put strength in both my attacks now, so that's awesome. Anywho's.
What?
I took double slice, because usually with two-handed attack, you only get half of your strength.
Oh, so you get your full strength for both?
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What feet is that from? What book
is that from? It's just in core.
Is it?
Yeah,
I think so.
Pretty sure. I looked it up last night, and I only have this one book.
It's either its core or the second book.
It's in the core. I looked it up.
Well, we don't need to look it up now. I just didn't know if it was. All right.
Zurash, you notice that it just definitely feels like home. There's just snow absolutely everywhere. The wind is howling. You can see, and off in the distance, you appear to be on like a hillside. And off in the distance, you can see some lights twinkling. Looks like maybe a settlement. And then you guys all follow him out there, correct?
Yeah, but I'm going to ask him if, what kind of, are there dangerous creatures in this area?
I start laughing.
So no?
Yes, everything in this area is dangerous.
Do you recognize this place at all?
I'm not as dangerous as you,
so
right?
So it smelled familiar.
I know we're north of home, back to where I originally. Where the fuck was I?
And the Black Rider would have mentioned that the portal goes back to Irison.
Oh,
so.
I'm from Demogazi.
So we're in Irison. This used to be my people's land before Baba Yaga took.
This
the
used to be your playground.
Well, not mine,
Stomping
but my
grounds.
People's.
Yeah.
That's peeps.
Demogazi, you don't know what that place is? I've never been down.
Sounds made up. Anyway, you know, it's around.
I'm pretty sure I asked you
first
just a town.
Hey, man, I let you guys do what you want, okay?
Okay.
That sounds cool.
I'm from Moline, Illinois.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, you're supposed to just say you're from Chicago.
I grew up there. I like that.
Everyone came out with Zarash. You guys are all at the mouth of this cave. Mm-hmm. I take it. Okay, everybody give me a survival check.
And we get a bonus because of that stuff that we have,
this
right?
This isn't for enduring the elements.
Oh, okay.
What is it for?
Two. Now?
You'll find it.
20.
21.
22, 21, 2. Okay.
Well, yeah, 20.
20.
20? Okay, you three notice immediately off to the left and in the sky that there appears to be like a massive storm heading this way.
Oh, boy.
It looks pretty bad from the amateur meteorologists that you are the role.
I say, gulp.
Storm brewing, boys!
God, we'll start singing. And then, chanty
right in one second. I want to sing... I know. I put Billy Joel in my head because of his album Stormfront.
And like I said, Zarash, when he stepped out, and you guys can all see this without giving me a check, there are lights that looks like appearing to be some sort of settlement or something in the distance.
Any tracks?
Not that you can see. There aren't any tracks on the ground at all.
Well,
it's not snowing, but the wind is moving pretty briskly.
Well, gents, I don't like looking at that storm off at a distance. I think we need to beat feet down to them lights.
Right. Do you recognize that town at all? That settlement?
If we're in Erison, I don't know where anything is.
Oh, because you weren't born here? You're just, like, your heritage is from here?
Erison used to be part of my lands, but it was taken over by Baba Yaga. And right, the only thing that my people do now is try to raid to take back area.
Oh, okay.
Which is hard to do when they're possessed by evil witch people.
Are they going to know that you're here to raid them?
Probably not, but I mean, there are still some of my people that live in this area, so.
Baba right. Yaga, that was a Who song, wasn't it?
Who? You should say exactly.
Exactly. Sorry, I didn't know. Exactly. We'll work on this routine and get back to
you. All right, you guys are going to set off. Is there anything you want to do before you?
I'm just going to.
Let me detect magic.
You're detecting magic?
I think I have that.
Okay.
Maybe I don't. Maybe this. I forgot if he did or not.
I mean, it's gonna probably pay.
I don't have the tech magic. Never mind. I don't. I forget. Willem doesn't have that.
Right, so you do like a cool thing with your hands.
Oh shit! I don't.
Nobody notices.
Day. He's not paying attention. He's too busy looking at his man catcher. So, this is kind of like an off-topic type thing, but for Willem, does he need to keep his staff since that's his focus item to cast all the spells? That's how I read wizards. I don't think
you'd have to. You just add some stuff.
I thought that it acted like a spell focus type thing.
I don't think so, but I'd have to.
Not to
check
Dick Willem over or anything, but I just.
But fully Dick Willem over. We'll
but this is going to completely Dick him over.
Off the top of my head, I want to say no.
Okay.
I'm intending to cast without your mind.
I know, I've never read anything that
warner in hand, you must
wizards
make
require anything. Yeah.
Concentration check.
Well, I know, like, for certain spells, aren't you, like, supposed to have, like, components, but we just don't
yeah,
really
but, and then, but most of them have, you can cast it verbally, somatically, like, move your fingers around, or then there's a component to the spell. Sometimes they require both, sometimes there's even
most of
either.
The time, spell components are, like, worthless type thing.
I know,
yeah
them. Like, grease is, like, you need butter or something.
Yeah.
Or,
Fireball used to use fecal matter.
Typically, people don't say anything unless the spell description specifically says you need 500 gold worth of diamond dust to do this type thing.
Yeah. I mean, society is the same way, unless I think once it gets over like 5-10 gold. Cause, I mean, even like in the Hero Lab, and I'm not even sure in the core rulebook, if you can find the information like the price of like the drop of guano or sulfur you need.
How much does the snake scale cost?
7,000 gold.
A lot of times they say, as long as you bought the spell component pouch, you're good for all your spell casting, unless it's like over like $5 or 5 gold amount.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Otherwise, we could have a whole session where you guys are just out farming.
I need to get to a dairy.
And then I would roll a percentage to see if you got the drop or not.
Let's make a campaign and let's call it Herb Finder.
It makes you think of in Skyrim where you can be like an alchemist or whatever they call it. That's so boring.
That's like the only one I do every time.
Really?
I don't know what it is. I love eating random shit, man.
I tried it once and I got so bored. I'm like, I don't want to just walk through and...
I just like making my own.
I reset it from 100 back to 15 and did it again.
Yep.
I did that with my archery stuff. Anywho's,
so what's the
flashback finder?
Yeah, what's the marching order here?
I'll take lead.
Yeah, I'll be up with him. I'll be up with him.
Hold on, guys, get me go first.
Hmm.
Get me go first.
Yeah.
No, that's fingers. That's fingers, not a thumb. Just give them both.
Good. Yeah, you win both. Good job.
Can they fit? Yeah.
Ooh, hot.
All right. Well, Zerash takes a step out of the cave. And immediately just...
I'll bring up the rear.
This 6'8 monster ahead of you immediately just goes like knee deep in the snow. And the snow is incredibly thick and deep here. And it's not looking so great for your guys' travel speed.
I put on my snowshoes.
I bring out my...
Did you make those?
Yeah.
When did you make
those? I have shoes as a craft.
I don't remember when you took time to make something. Yeah.
I drew a map.
I don't remember where you would have gotten the ingredients needed to make some shoes.
You can't even make this happen.
This wood and wire?
Yeah, wire.
Well, you could use like...
what?
You could use like tree bark.
Some hair?
Yeah, hair. I shed a lot.
You better link all those hairs together.
As they're talking, I want to keep moving forward.
Okay.
I'll follow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming you guys are probably you're taking your steps inside Zerash's footsteps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And next time we rest, I'm making snowshoes.
Jiro, you're an oracle, right?
Yeah.
For Thringra?
Sainray?
I believe so, yes.
Does she grant you any spells that, like, speed movement or, like a freedom of movement type thing?
She ain't Desna. That's what you're getting at.
I worship Desna.
You did?
I still do.
No,
yeah,
you're worshiping the, like, legit.
No.
That's true.
Okay. Looks like we have to do it the old-fashioned way. I keep plowing forward.
I have a shovel.
Yeah.
I can try to, dig a path.
I can dig it.
Good God.
Jesus.
All right.
Well, goodbye, our second listener. I would have shut it off right there, too.
Will that aid us in any way?
Still love puns.
What?
Will that aid us in any way?
You're going to, go ahead, everyone, just shovel?
Well, I'll be like, hey, Zerash, do you want to try to use this to kind of dig a path, or are you just going to keep just walking forward?
You guys are moving okay. It's just basically, I mean, if you want to get game terms, it's half speed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'll just keep going.
I'll just keep going, too.
Anybody have, a fireball you can just shoot down and melt all the snow?
I just have tons of alchemist fire.
I was going to say, I have a shit ton of alchemist fire.
I have two.
Well, there you go. You design a little squirt gun. I'll dump his alchemist fire in it, and just shoot.
I have 11.
Or you guys can pee on the snow.
I have a pickaxe.
Me too.
Okay, well, while you guys are trudging through the snow...
What jumps out?
Just more snow. You three give me survival checks, please, against the cold.
What's the bonus we get?
Five with your winter clothing.
26. Would Jiro be immune to it now with his endurance?
And is that
fortitude? Yeah. It hasn't been... What's the... I mean, I don't mean to make
survival.
You mean, but how long does it take? How long does that
survival,
last?
Survival,
isn't it?
Oh, survival?
Okay,
I think I'm fine.
So, yeah, it's just you two.
Snarf. 30.
30? Okay.
Yeah,
you feel 26. Warmer than ever. And so do you. You guys are able to shake off a little time you've spent in cold weather. You've acclimated pretty well, it seems like.
How far ahead does these lights look like?
Well, you guys are down the hill now, so you don't actually see the lights anymore. You're just heading off the direction, but it looked like it could have easily been an hour, maybe 2 hours.
Oh, God, we're on a hill. We should have fucking slid down it.
But with the storm coming in, you're not quite sure if you're going to make it or not.
I think we should double time it, guys.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll do...
So
basically,
like
you guys...
Push march,
yeah, go ahead. Let me do a quick roll here, and then I'm going to get my student gun.
While we're doing this, can I do a perception check?
Yeah.
Just this kind of... 20... Wait, hold on. Maybe not. Nope, that's 19.
Okay. You notice that the woods have gotten noticeably thicker as you're going in. You feel like you're still going on the right path. You can tell because the storm system's still out to the...
Okay.
Determined to be the west... And it's moving west to east.
I want to do a nature check on the trees. So
okay.
What kind of trees they are.
Oh, they're the talking, walking kind.
25.
They appear to be normal fir trees.
Or 24.
They don't look like anything out of the normal. They haven't talked to you or anything like that so far.
Is there any wood on the ground that I could save for later to fashion snow
if there
shoes?
Is, you can't tell because it's...
Well, when did I see an indent where it fell
or
something?
Well, you don't see any. If there is, I mean, you can spend some time digging, as cats do. You're good? Okay.
Yeah. I just want to make snowshoes.
Okay, so you guys are double timing it. As usual, I rolled poorly, so you guys don't notice anything happening. You're just continuing on. You two give me another survival check.
23?
Okay, yep. You guys feel fine. Kitty Cat, you may feel like it was, it's getting colder for you, but you were able to hold off your stave off the, any sort
grow
of
more,
sickness or anything.
More fur.
Yeah, more fur.
You put
off your shedding for another day.
Yeah.
Okay, now everybody give me perception checks as you're continuing on.
13.
Sixteen.
20. 22. Okay. You guys can all hear the sounds of... You hear yelling. You can't determine the language from this far away. And you can hear what sounds like some sort of, like, maybe combat. It's definitely some event going on. Something's going on.
What direction?
In the direction you guys are heading. You guys are heading, like, north.
So towards the light?
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
I want to stealth it up as we're heading towards it. 13. Is that bad?
You're a little... We're not giving them the two?
The two's busy.
Say all that's fine.
What did he say? I didn't hear him say anything.
That's because he's in stealth mode now.
Yeah. 13. I know,
okay.
I rolled a two.
So, I don't know. You guys want to continue on?
I already have my sword out, so
Snipes gone. Gonna go secretive.
Then
do you want to go ahead?
No, I'll kind of flank. Like, so I'll be,
like just gonna go
like
off
to the left.
Up here.
Okay.
So, like, if they're here, I'm kind of sneaking this way.
I'll put my hood up.
You gonna put your hood up? Okay. You guys have a Yeti behind you.
I'm in front of
you. Just kidding. Jiro, Willem? Just gonna continue on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, for this Yeti cloak, it doesn't turn me into a Yeti.
You just look so that from a distance, especially with your height. Be like, oh shit, it's
a scary Yeti man.
So just well, the only thing I'm picturing is like a half face thing with little horns.
Yeah,
sticking
out. No, you're not an actual Yeti. That might be OP.
The best part is they're looking up like, oh my god, there's a Yeti coming. Is it being chased by two people?
Yeah.
Help me!
I think it's people with slaves.
They keep wanting to braid my hair.
Okay, so as you guys continue on towards the sound, it becomes a little more clear, and you notice that there, strangely enough, appears to be two massive insects ahead of you.
It's gross.
And they're,
incest is a sin.
Yeah. They're going at it hard, too. There is, if there's any blood relation here, it don't matter. Anyway, there appears to be, four or five... You can't really tell. Four or five people ahead of it fighting. You see one of the guys is in one of these things' claws, and he's just like, screaming, like, horribly. And, he's being held up, almost like an adult holding, like, something high up from a kid. And, he's just kind of holding it in the air while it swipes at it with its other claw.
Can I do an nature check to see if I know what these are?
Sure. 20. You can tell that these are giant mantises.
Do I think at our level we could fight them?
You probably have come across them before.
Yeah.
They're pretty common in Talador. But with two of them and the fact that there are other people fighting it, you probably kind of...
Okay.
How big is giant, I guess?
Does it qualify for your bonus?
That's what I'm asking.
Well... Give me a,
Can I just look at him and say, oh, this guy is higher than I am?
Well, I don't want to say, because, I mean, it's a mantis, so giant is going to be probably relative to the mantis, so it's going to probably not be just big for a mantis, basically.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
I didn't know
if it was... Let me see if I got a size here.
I mean, it must be pretty big.
Yeah, I mean, it's holding a guy above its head.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, okay, they're definitely huge.
Yeah.
I'll get my bonus. All right, boys.
Yeah. I charge the one that's holding
that's
the guy.
Large, at least.
Yeah. So I think we're good.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll get off the minis. Get out your minis ready. Get the map ready.
You got some minis already picked out for this?
I sure don't. Can you give me something?
Mantis seed?
No.
Mantis seed?
Why, yes, I do.
You have mantis ones?
I have a bug one that you guys fought before.
I hate bugs.
You'll be okay. You gotta roleplay through it, buddy.
They bug me.
Oh, I don't like this map. Looks for Hamlet.
Is there like a
lost one of my favorite maps?
Alright, so we need to talk about something.
Hey, how's it going, people? You call this Lance's Corner.
Lance's Corner.
The sexiest corner.
Ew. Yeah.
So you say you're gonna have sex with him? Is that better? It's all allowed. Well, I read there's someone talking on Reddit about one of the players wants to have sex with everything.
Well, did you ever
read that one?
Yeah, and I was just like thinking, I'm like, I don't see a problem.
Well, did you listen to Harmontown? Because the little gnome guy. Oh,
I had. Man, I'm super far behind in Harmontown.
Yeah. Are you bummed Community got canceled
again?
Yeah, when you've asked me before.
Did I ask you before? All right,
I canceled again.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god.
Re-canceled?
I did ask you, I'm sorry.
Re-canceled? That's awesome.
They picked it back up and then canceled it, just to fuck with it.
I heard that maybe...
The writers are too smart, man.
Really?
They're too smart.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'm glad no one's beer.
It's a big...
I feel like you're...
Maybe, but...
Yeah.
I guess they're the ones that have the ability to do it.
It's
the
same
spot. I think it needs to work better.
Rocking and a rolling.
I think the other thing might be...
That thing?
The Ramirez might be a little bit too big, plus I only have one of them.
Where's the guy in his claw?
Unless you want to use this one.
Either's fine.
I think those other ones are better.
Yeah. And if you don't mind just getting out five, just anything.
Yep, everyone minis out.
Get this
map going. Minis.
Mini finder.
Eric, do you know how many minis you actually have?
And map drawer.
Over 300.
Can you paint these metal ones?
Perfect.
Any of them.
Use some
ones.
Yeah.
I'm ones I'm painting that metal.
Do you have to get different paint for them? Like some
no.
kind of a...
No, just acrylic. Here, since you said paint, I'll bring out these guys.
Hey.
I guess, how are we doing on time? Should we take a break?
We can.
I mean, not like an episode ender, but just like a quick break.
Yeah,
we'll take a quick break.
We'll be right back.
Bye, guys. It's up.
Hobby Lobby.
All right, we're back.
Have, like, hand, weird hand things?
We got the maze.
They have a shocker?
No.
They had a whole hand.
Oh, just like that?
It was a porcelain hand. It looked freaky. Jeez.
Well, but
maybe it could have been
something.
The one that we rescued from that statue. But
Oh, yeah. It looked like
it was too big.
Wow. All right, so we're fighting mantises.
I got a picture ID for
the
plural. Let's see. Are they both right hands?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. No.
Are we going to do both of them as your hand?
I totally said that to Allison. She was like, no, I can't have both.
Is that one of the warriors from Vivek?
Sure is.
In Oblivion? Or Morrowind, I mean?
It sure is. If you got the Collector's Edition, you got one of those.
I'm going to angle for that.
That's crazy. I'll use that for the lady.
You're not looking at me. Do you care?
I don't care.
I'm glad I could tell that right away, because otherwise I'd been like, I have no clue what that is.
I'm going to play Morrowind. Are the old games worth getting? The older ones?
I never played Dagger.
I don't know.
I never
I
played the ones
this
before
out.
Morrowind. I love Morrowind. I love the series.
Arena and Daggerfall are both free.
Are they?
I've played all of the old ones. Morrowind is the best
is
of them. I like it better than what I've played of
really?
Obsidian and of Skyrim.
For $40,
I've only played Obsidian and Skyrim.
Oh, cool. Morrowind, Oblivion,
but
and Skyrim.
Oh,
somebody redid all of Morrowind in Oblivion's engine. So that probably would be
good. I need a Kitty Cat Mini.
Oh, yep. Yeah. I was charging the one I was in.
You were flanking. Oh, and I should have said earlier.
Here, pull my finger.
I should have said earlier, you guys could hear dogs barking. And these are sleds, essentially.
Hold it up over there.
With dogs leading them.
I'm scared now.
We don't have 12 dogs. 12 dog minis.
Okay, one.
Well, there's a really big dog pulling 5 sleds.
I'll just get my 3D printer and...
Ripping my...
Yeah, we can do a dog.
I did want to order dog one, but I asked him.
Willem, I need a...
I'm gonna have to take my shirt off, guys.
No!
No, I don't. I have to take it all off. What am I doing?
I need two more minis. Or one more mini, excuse me.
Well, here's zero. Where's your mini?
No, that's everywhere then.
He's over there.
Yeah, they're over. Good thing I need one more. No, what are you doing?
My parents are rich. Chim Chim.
I really hope Chim Chim, we meet him someday.
I really hope.
I hope he's like super intelligent now.
Also, what languages does everybody speak?
Common Catfolk Sylvan.
Common Catfolk Sylvan.
Common Scald.
What languages?
Common Sylvan. Willem.
Celestial, Common. Draconic, Elven, and Sylvan.
Badass. I didn't hear Chim Chim in there.
Yeah, what languages does Chim Chim speak?
Monkey?
He doesn't speak common?
He's not yet. No, maybe he will when he go back and visit him.
So when he said he never talking monkey, you mean he just makes monkey noises?
He'll be the,
oh, did
he'll
I say he like, talked?
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
He'll be like the last
common.
Oh, awesome.
Thanks, common. I gotta listen to these old things that I say.
He'll be like the librarian in this world.
I imagine
the number of the donkey cart.
I imagine him like smoking, and he's just like kind of a depressed dude.
I imagine he's like the head of the university, and he's sitting there smoking, and he's got like one of those little triangle caps.
Is it like that monkey in that Futurama episode? So what's happening? I was gonna charge at.
I'm doing some rolls right now.
Well, fucking hurry up! I was gonna charge at the one with the dude in his arms, and I have a 13 stealth going.
What's charging? Charging doesn't work the same when you're in.
Well, I guess not. I don't mean charging as in the. I just mean I'm running at him.
Well, don't say that.
Well, you know what?
So you're just gonna run at him?
Yeah.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of his mouth?
Do you understand that these are giant?
You think we should let all the dogs live?
No, because how are we gonna? Because if we save these people, then we can use the sleds.
We were only an hour away.
Should we just jump on the sleds and get the fuck out of here?
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can give me a survival check to see if you feel like you would make it in time for the storm.
What are we doing? Are we trying to run away? Not running away.
You know, just if you guys think that the storm's any closer or if you think you're going to make it.
19.
While I do these things.
22 levels. Again. Be my magic number of the day.
17.
Good job.
17, 16. What'd you roll?
19.
Okay. You guys definitely can tell that you don't feel like you're going to make it in time, or at least be. You're going to get caught in it before you get to town.
Yeah, but we're. I mean. I'm lawful, or I'm good.
So essentially,
so I don't
have,
think I can
right,
save these people
you have a,
die.
You guys have a decision.
Maybe they can help us. Let's do this.
Can I tell?
Magic!
Can I do a perception check on them to see if I can tell, like, ethnicity type stuff?
Yeah. What are you, profiling?
Yes. I don't know what I'd add to that.
I really need to
perception check.
Knowledge local? I don't know.
Oh, because it says local. Well, I guess local would apply. Yeah,
just
local applies for anything.
Just a knowledge and
I don't have a knowledge. Well, yeah.
What did you roll again? Well, I guess we'll do perception to see how...
17 with perception.
From how far you're out. Yeah, I mean, they appear to be from this area. The clothing, you recognize the warm...
Wait, do they look like...
The warm clothing.
Do they look like Northmen?
Yeah, they definitely do. You see...
I want to fight them.
You see four men... And a woman. This is the female with the cool hat.
Okay. Well, let's go do this.
Yeah, I'm going to attack the one.
Battle time.
Okay. I just need to. I got some rules to make here.
I like that you're playing the Star Trek arena music.
Oh, I thought you were doing the Pee Wee Herman song.
Okay, and then everybody go ahead and give me initiative, assuming that you're a...
Do we get a surprise round? Because they don't see us?
No. It was almost 19.
Yeah, technically they don't see us.
Okay.
I almost started to write down initiative for everybody. I'm a player.
You're not doing that right now.
I'm going to steal circle initiative.
I've seen people with, like, a battle board.
I've seen fire, and I've seen somebody.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, an initiative tracker board.
We used that.
Ryan had one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it was more than a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Last time we did Wearing Linear, we used that.
You need to put
with the group that I played 4th edition, they had it.
Yeah.
Like there's like mini the player was kind of the mini DM keeping track of.
Oh, okay.
Making sure the DM was doing his job right. What are these things? Are these the
those
trees?
Are just trees, yeah. Put them I didn't want to take too long.
Ryan, is that guy that you haven't painted, does he do basing as well?
That I'm not sure. I need to talk to.
For the sled, do you have to make a ride check?
If you're controlling the dogs, yes.
I have a ride, guys. Don't worry.
I'd be more worried about animal empathy first. Then ride.
And I'm a cat, so they probably don't like me.
You just go in there, go! They all just start attacking you. You stand there with all your hair out.
Okay, Jiro.
Two.
Two.
Walking sideways at
14.
Okay,
Will. Whopping four.
Four. And Zerash.
18, bitches! What the hell, guys?
Natural
14.
Natty won.
But
okay.
Do we still get the surprise round?
Yes, you guys still get the surprise round.
Okay. Oh, I thought we were ready. So we could do something, then initiative takes effect?
Yeah, I was just doing initiative early.
Okay. Well, I want to get as close as I can. I want to attack, well, like I said, I want to attack the mantis with the guy in his arm.
Okay.
I guess you want to call him.
Yeah, everyone gets the surprise round. You guys can go and you can go in the order of initiative or do whatever you want. I don't care.
Moving
well,
closer.
I have 13
six.
Stealth going, so I don't know how close I get.
And we're moving at half speed, right?
Yes.
Then move me forward three spaces?
So
wow, we're what? Really going to.
How close would
gonna,
I.
It's going to take a long time.
Yeah,
for me to
get shit.
Up there.
Yeah.
So how close
I'm
going to
run then, so give me
you?
Six spaces.
Use this one. Yeah. You want all six?
Yeah, I'm going to run. There's no nothing else they're going to do.
And do they notice me?
Run is quadruple.
It doesn't appear.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to get as
quadruple
close.
Quadruple and
oh,
half.
Yeah. So then...
That would be 12.
Based on game
yeah.
2. It slows it down.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's wearing anything. I'm
no.
You're not wearing anything too heavy.
He didn't know what I'm
doing. Okay.
I'm commando right now.
So that would put you up to there.
Not that close.
No. He decided to change your
move
mind
back
after
a little
the
bit.
Cabin incident.
Yeah, move back a little bit. When there.
Tell me where.
There.
Okay.
I know I've been saying I have my longsword out.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do is switch to my longbow and start firing and moving. I think it'll be more helpful than me trying to run up there and not doing anything.
Now, we can tell that they're fighting, like, they're not just friends that are...
It's a move action to take out your bow, though, right?
Yes.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Didn't we
you
just
have a
go
base
through this?
Okay.
Yeah, we just went through this last
If you have a base
have
attack of one...
one, you can do it while moving,
as a
move which action. I do. And then it's a standard action to stow something away.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'll let you move and take out your bow, but you won't be able to fire this
It's way. A free action to drop something.
That's true.
I'm never going to find my sword if I drop it in. Snow. So, no. So, I will just move my... I only get to move 10.
Wow. 10.
So, I'll move and pull out my bow.
Okay. Jiro?
Does anybody notice me?
Not yet.
Okay.
Hi. I noticed.
I mean, if you want to start yelling or telling them or something, that's
I'm
fine.
I'm sneaky.
Double move there and pull out my crossbow while going.
Okay. All right, now we go to the actual combat round, and with that, now we have Zerash.
Hey!
Are they flat-footed if they don't see me? Is that how it works?
Yeah. I mean, it's
okay.
A surprise that they don't get their dex.
Okay.
Can I get a clear shot on the bigger one that's got the guy? I'm assuming he's towering over the other guys.
This guy's supposed to be here, so... Yeah, and then also since you're shooting to here,
mm-hmm.
I'll allow it, even though it's technically combat, so it's
guy,
I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, it's you have to. There's a chance he actually accidentally hit one of the dudes.
Yeah.
But I'll allow it since he was on the wrong square anyway.
But could he mess up and hit the guy that he's holding?
Yeah, there's a possibility. if a certain digit's rolled, there's a chance that he could one shot a guy in the face.
we're on the sides of the mantis.
This is my composite.
Yeah. I can't even tell your dice. I thought that was a 1.
Yeah,
no, that's a 20.
That's a 20.
They're designed that way. They're
plus 3.
Oh, okay. I was like,
gonna mess with everyone else's dice. Because
oh,
it could be whatever I want it to be.
that is a hit.
Boom!
Kaboom!
We'll do a D8.
And boom goes the dynamite.
There is a company that sells like loaded dice.
Yeah, cheers.
I knew a guy that had a load of dice.
When I was buying all my
hit the pinto.
All right.
When I was
everyone will get one interference thing around.
And you get add your
9 points of damage.
Yeah, you can add your strength. It's a composite, right?
I add 1 because it's only plus 1 strength.
Hmm. Well, buy a better one.
And then I'll move 2.
Raise your arrow.
That was a solid hit.
Damn right, boy.
Where'd it hit it? In his mandible?
Yep.
His thorax?
Perfectly in his mandible.
I might punch this thing. I want to try that.
I guess you will. Now we go to Snarf.
I'm going to shocking grasp and then punch it with
so
my
So I can reach
grasp.
Him, and I'm going to do... Oh, shit, I can't do double attack, but I'll attack once.
Okay.
With my star knife.
You guys immediately hear, as soon as the Snarf part is, like, seen, you hear, like... Everyone hears, like, gibberish, except for Zerash hears, some, which I'll just pass you.
Skull.
No, it's basically, yeah, Zerash understands what they said. And what they're saying.
We got these two bad guys, and there's everyone else is helping, is that right?
Yeah, everyone else is a good guy.
Oh, nice.
Then,
you can only move 3 spaces at a time, though.
But you hear the female say, like, what is that, a cat? Like, you hear her pretty loud and clear, and that's exactly what
is
you
it
hear
in
Skull.
Is it in common?
Yeah, she's speaking in common.
Okay, well, I got a 24 to hit.
Okay, yeah, that's a hit.
And 5 points of damage.
Okay.
And when she says, is that a cat, I look at her and say, meow.
She goes, like, and, like, blows hair out of her face.
Oh. Cut your bangs.
You said 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Meow.
I'll say this in my most secure heroic skull.
You hear, like, ah, like they lift up their weapons in excitement. And
did you say praise the sun?
Yep. Yeah, they all do the yoga pose, whatever it's called.
I said, if we win this, everybody gets a little pussy.
Sun.
Oh, he's a big pussy. Oh.
Yeah.
Sun. You all get right. A sun salutation? Is
it? Yeah, I think it's a sun salutation. Now we go to...
Do they get an attack of opportunity against them when they do that?
If I was a dickhead,
yeah,
it was worth it.
You're welcome, mantises. Now
right.
Join us.
Yeah, be
now
my friend.
Now it's the sledders.
I got an inn you can work at.
That one's missing.
We set to go in a different dimension.
The one being grappled is going to try to break free.
What if I told you they're in different worlds?
No, the one
that's
not
with
break free.
I have a feeling that's going to be the name of this episode.
Is that even what he says?
No.
Mm. It's something like that. So. Oh, wait, does he get a flanking bonus?
Hmm? Yep.
Yeah.
These guys are big, too, aren't they?
Yep. He'll actually hit.
So anyway, we're coming up to the end in a couple minutes.
Okay.
So
well,
do something climactic.
Well, one of the sledders is able to like strike one of the mantises, which
mm-hmm.
so far has been a miss, if you count the guy trying to break free, and did a whopping 5 points of damage.
Hey, me too.
So, yeah, we can end it on the damage if you'd like.
Nah, we got a little few more minutes.
Fine. Get through a round.
Yeah, we'll get through. We'll do one more round and then end it. Maybe the fight will be over.
Right.
I
don't know if it'll last the whole night.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It was sure fun last time.
He did like 10. How long was that fun?
5 hours?
It was 3 hours of the fight.
The fight was long, yeah. But
yeah.
That was an epic fight.
Yeah.
He's definitely
basically made by our own stupidity, but...
I thought...
Now the woman...
It was supposed to be like 3 encounters in 3 different times, and it became
one
encounter
at
once.
You guys see the woman shoot a arrow, and she misses horribly. Whatever sexist jokes you'd like to make, go ahead. And then she's going to...
I say something sexist in the skull and see what she does.
She looks at you sneering.
I say, I think women are equal to men.
I translate to something really offensive in school.
She's like, you think? I'll show you. And then she notches another arrow, and now we go to the mantises.
Mantises.
Oh, man.
The mantisai.
Yeah, I've been trying to think of a pun, too.
Peace.
He's going to move Peace in here. Take a swipe at the woman.
You know why I think I like Adventure Time?
Why is that?
Because every time Finn attacks something, he always has a pun.
Does he?
Do you ever notice that?
I guess I haven't. I haven't watched it in a while.
I really know. There's an episode where he's on this train where he just fights around and around over again. He has, like, a pun for everything.
That's pretty awesome. Kind of like a Die Hard. Or like a lot of action movies will kind of do that.
Well, you gotta have a one-liner.
It should be Zura's for me.
No. Kitty Cat, your AC...
Oh, he's attacking me. I see.
AC 22.
Yeah, that hurts.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you notice that since he's holding up one guy, and he takes a swipe at you with his other, like, pincer...
You don't need to know that stuff.
The brief thing that goes to your mind is, man, I'm sure glad he's got that guy.
What's Cardo agree?
Cartography.
Oh.
Some letters.
Do you jump charts? Is that...
That is 8 points of damage. Alright, now we go to Jiro. Okay. Oh no, I'm sorry, Willem. Very sorry. Sorry, Jiro.
Oh.
If you want to go at the same time.
I think you can actually reach him this time.
I'm gonna shocking grasp. That's what I'm gonna cast right now. And then I'm not gonna move there.
Oh. I thought it was a touch attack. So you just do it from there.
It is.
If it's a touch, you gotta get next to him.
I cast
it
and I
charge it.
You cast it and it's on your hand, then you can move in and do the attack.
Okay. Is that right? Can I do that all in one round? I didn't know I could do that all in one round.
Yeah, you're close
wait.
Enough.
I thought I had to
limit, and then he's close enough.
I thought I had to charge up and then
like wait around or something.
Yeah.
If you want to wait around, you can delay your action until you feel like it looks cool. That's what you're worried about.
18, ooh, nice. That's probably gonna be good.
That's a hit.
Shocking.
What's
it's not even
what's
a good
your,
fun.
I don't have the spell. Like,
shocking grass.
What's the damage on that?
D6.
It's like a
D6.
Is it D6?
Yeah,
D6. I wanted to punch him and do that, but that's okay.
Well, you know, a palm. That's cool too.
Oh.
Right. Plus your caster level, probably. I think.
No.
Nope. Just five.
Casters don't get add.
Whose team are you on, Ryan?
I'm on the team
of the
team
rules.
Team rules. Team rules.
Rules. It's called Pathfinder, not Chaos.
That's right.
I'm going to make a game called Chaos.
Yeah,
it
already is one. It's not Chaotic Neutral probably. Finder. Probably. So, how much damage did you do?
Five. Okay. I'm going to punch it next
time. I saw there's this new podcast where they just play
it's, it. It's focusing on think it's going to be its food at some point with the guy, and as soon as you zap it, it's just like... Well, what you think are its eyes. All right, and then now we go to Jiro for the end of the combat round.
Well, let's see if this works.
Yeah, I only have one. Is that my one that I can cast?
I need a DC 15 fortitude save to see if the mantis falls prone.
Awesome.
Sweet.
What are you doing?
SU balance.
Oh.
SU balance.
Whoa! Ooh.
That's some fancy
which
words.
Are you casting
Chim Chim doesn't know those words.
Okay. Can you summon Chim Chim?
I wish. I need to get a summoning
that's,
spell.
That's a spell, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually
that's
I don't
Will
doesn't like casting magic, man.
But Chim Chim.
But to summon Chim Chim, I think he would.
He does not fall over.
Fall for that spell.
I guess we'll end on that anticlimactic, not falling.
Hey, this is some serious bugs.
I oughta give it a real cool bonus.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll be back with another Rain of Winter next week.
Four will we in 3 months.
And what if I told you?
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.